You're listening to SBS News.
Muslims are the only people on earth who will earn their genocide.
Drown them at birth.
Can we go kill these
These are just some of the hateful comments targeting Muslims online, and they're spreading rapidly on Facebook. Since the Christchurch massacre, an Australian Muslim rights organisation has been campaigning for Facebook to act against hate speech. But the Australian Muslim Advocacy Network has decided to take legal action because they say Facebook refuses to be accountable for allowing Islamophobia to proliferate on their platform. Lawyer and Oman advisor Rita Jabri-Markwell describes what it's like to be on the receiving end of Islamophobia.
It's toxic. There are strangers out there who completely hate you, who hate you and want you to die, want to see you dead, want to kill you because of who you are, because of your religious identity. They don't care that you're a mother or a teacher or a member of Australian society helping, you know, whatever you're doing in life, trying to get ahead. They don't care about any of that. They just want you to be eradicated.
Facebook has become home to more anti-Islam groups and pages than a lot of other social networks, according to research by Oman in 2015. Ms. Jabri-Markwell says there's an obvious link between the narratives on Facebook
and the real life death threats that Muslims face when they're going about their shopping or, you know, getting on a bus. The hatred that people have for you because you are visibly Muslim. Shows that the way that we've been crafted in public discourse is a very visceral and very negative image.
Oman has identified a number of Facebook accounts belonging to anti-Islam websites, which it says are masquerading as news on the platform. These disguised news websites propagate invasion conspiracy theories, similar to those that inspired the Norwegian terrorist Anders Breivik and the Christchurch mosque shooter, who used the platform to live stream his massacre.
Facebook has been supporting that through all these pages and groups, through allowing these third-party websites, which openly suggest that Muslims are inherently subhuman, that we are, doing all these conspiracy theory things.
Oman wants Facebook to amend its speech policy to recognise hateful characterisations of Muslims like that one. Facebook's current policy bans attacks against people based on characteristics such as race, religion or sexual orientation, but allows attacks and criticisms of institutions. In a letter, which SBS has seen, Oman warned Facebook it could be liable for user-generated hate speech and subject to Section 18C of the 1975 Race Discrimination Act. The letter said,
"We understand that space needs to be made for criticising extremist interpretations and groups within the Muslim community. But contextualized analysis of the links and echo chambers on your platform make it objectively clear when racism and dehumanization underlies their purpose."
Facebook is currently reviewing its policies to determine where the line between attacks against characteristics and institutions can be crossed, and they're engaging with legal and human rights experts to do this. In a statement to SBS, Facebook Australia and New Zealand's Director of Public Policy, Mia Garlick, said,
"There is more work to do, and we appreciate feedback from the Australian Muslim Advocacy Network and others as we refine our policies to keep people safe."
E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant said she's very concerned in a statement to us too.
"It's clear Facebook needs to be enforcing its own policies and needs to be more vigilant and proactive in identifying and removing this harmful content quickly."
Australians from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds are up to 3 times more likely to experience online abuse and are also targeted by hate speech at levels higher than the national average, according to Ms. Grant. Currently, reforms to the Online Safety Act before the federal parliament would extend the powers of the eSafety Commissioner, so it could remove racist or dehumanising content targeted against children as well as adults. Nadine Silva, SBS News.